Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, the 11th Perek, Chelek. This daf begins the discussion about the arrival of Mashiach. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, many descriptions are given about Dorsha ben David Babo, the generation in which the son of David, meaning Mashiach, will come, including Talmid Chachamim will decrease in number, there'll be many troubles and successive hardships, the former meeting place of scholars will be used for harlotry, those who fear sin will be despised, Pnei Hador k'pnei Kelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, V'ha'emes ne'aderes, truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before minors. A daughter stands against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a son will not be ashamed before his father, brazenness will increase, honor will decrease, the vine will produce fruit, yet wine will be expensive, the government will turn to heresy, and there will be no reproof. Several statements are made, beginning with, Ein ben David ba'ad, the son of David will not come until, including ad sheyisya'ashu min ha'geula, until the despair of the redemption. When Rabbi Zera found rabbis discussing when Mashiach would come, he would say, I beg you, do not delay. Because the Braisa says three things come, behesach hadas, when they are unexpected. Mashiach, a find, and a scorpion. Point number two, Rabbi Nassin said, Mikra zin nokav yord at the home. This pasuk pierces and descends to the depths. Ki od chazun lamot, v'yapeach l'keitz, v'yichazev. For there's another vision of the appointed time. It shall speak of the end, and it shall not lie. Im yismamea chakalo ki vo yavo, lo ya'acher. If it tarries, wait for it, for it will surely come. It will not delay. This indicates that the date of Mashiach's arrival cannot be discerned, contrary to sages who darshan several psukim to determine when Mashiach would arrive. Ad idan vidanin upagidan, until a time and times and half a time. Rav Yonosan says the phrase v'yapeach l'keitz v'yichazev teaches, tepach asman shem machashvei kitzim, let the souls of those who calculate ends suffer. For they say, since the date we calculated arrived and Mashiach didn't come, he'll never come. Rather, the above pasuk says, Chakalo, await him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also awaits him, but Midas HaDin prevents it. If so, the Gemara asks, why do we await him? L'kabal schar, to receive reward, as the pasuk says, Ashrei kol chokelo, fortunate are those who wait for him. And point number three, Rav said, Kavu kol hakitzim, all the ends have passed, Ve'ena davar talui al b'tshuva u'maisim tovim, and Mashiach's arrival depends solely on repentance and good deeds. But Shmuel says, Adayu la'avad shiyamud be'evlo, it's enough for a mourner to remain in his mourning for the required time, meaning eventually a Kodesh Baruch Hu will redeem us even without tshuva. This parallels Malchokas Tanaim. Rabbi Yehazar says, Im Yisrael osin tshuva nigalin, if Yisrael repents, they will be redeemed. V'im lav ein nigalin, and if not, they will not be redeemed. Rabbi Yehoshua objects, if they do not repent, will they not be redeemed? Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid lehem melech shegzerosov kashus kahaman. Hashem will establish a king over them whose decrees will be as harsh as Haman's. Yisrael osin tshuva, and Yisrael will repent, machzir l'mutav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will thereby return them to the right path. In another brisa, these Tanaim bring many proofs from numerous psukim to their opinions until Rabbi Yeshua brought a proof, to which Rabbi Eliezer was silent. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, many descriptions are given about Dorsha ben David Babo, the generation in which the son of David, Mashiach, will come, including Talmid Chachamim will decrease in number, there'll be many troubles and successive hardships, the former meeting place of Talmid Chachamim will be used for harlotry, those who fear sin will be despised, Upnei Ador k'pnei Kelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, V'ha'emes ne'aderes, truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before minors, a daughter stands against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a son will not be ashamed before his father, brazenness will increase, honor will decrease, the vine will produce fruit, yet wine will be expensive, the government will turn to heresy, and there will be no reproof. Several statements are made, beginning with, Ein ben David ba'ad, the son of David will not come until, including ad sheyisya'ashu min ha'geula, until the despair of the redemption. When Rabbi Zera found rabbis discussing when Mashiach would come, he would say, I beg you, do not delay, because the Braisa says three things come, behesach hadas, when they are unexpected. Mashiach, a find, and a scorpion. Point number two, Rabbi Nassin said, Mikra zin nokav yord at the home. This pasuk pierces and descends to the depths. Ki od chazun lamot, v'yapeach l'keitz, v'yichazev. For there's another vision of the appointed time. It shall speak of the end, and it shall not lie. Im yismamea chakalo ki vo yavo, lo ya'acher. If it tarries, wait for it, for it will surely come. It will not delay. This indicates that the date of Mashiach's arrival cannot be discerned, contrary to sages who darshan several psukim to determine when Mashiach would arrive. Ad idan vidanin upagidan, until a time and times and half a time. Rav Yonosan says the phrase V'yapech l'keitz v'yichazev teaches Tepach asman shemachashvei kitzim, let the souls of those who calculate ends suffer. For they say, since the date we calculated arrived and Mashiach didn't come, he'll never come. Rather, the above pasuk says chakalo, await him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also waits him, but Midas HaDin prevents it. If so, the Gemara asks, why do we await him? L'kabal schar, to receive reward, as the pasuk says, Ashrei kol chokelo, fortunate are those who wait for him. And point number three, Rav said, Kalu kol hakitzim, all the ends have passed, Veina davertaluli al b'tshuva u'maisim tovim, and Mashiach's arrival depends solely on repentance and good deeds. But Shmuel says, Adayu la'avad shi'amud be'evlo, it's enough for a mourner to remain in his mourning for the required time, meaning eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us even without tshuva. This parallels Malchokas Tanaim. Rabbi Yezer says, "Im Yisrael osin tshuva nigalin, if Yisrael repents, they will be redeemed. V'im lav ein nigalin, and if not, they will not be redeemed." Rabbi Yehoshua objects, "If they do not repent, will they not be redeemed? Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid lehem melech shegzerosav kashus kahaman. Hashem will establish a king over them whose decrees will be as harsh as Haman's. Yisrael osin tshuva, and Yisrael will repent u'machzirin l'mutav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will thereby return them to the right path." In another brisa, these Tanaim bring many proofs from numerous psukim to their opinions until Rabbi Yeshua brought a proof, to which Rabbi Eliezer was silent. All right, so now we go to our Siman Dav Tzadi Zayin, and our standard Siman is a chess master. Chess master. So here goes. The crowd at the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive. When the referee told them all to do tshuva and maisim tovim like some people in the stands, if they want the game to actually happen. Once again, slow motion. The crowd at the Mashiach chess match, that must be on Dav Tzadi Zayin, chess. The crowd at the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, which reminds us many descriptions are given about the generation when Ben David will come, when Mashiach will come, including Pnei Hador K'Pnei Kelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. V'ha'emes ne'ederes, truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before miners. So the crowd at the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive, which reminds us that the date of Mashiach's arrival cannot be discerned, contrary to sages who darshan several psukim to determine when Mashiach would arrive. So the crowd at the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive. When the referee told them all to do tshuva, maisim tovim like some people in the stands, if they want the game to actually happen, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im Yisrael osim tshuva nigalin. If Yisrael repents, they'll be redeemed. Im lav, ein nigalin. And if not, they'll not be redeemed. Rabbi Yeshua objects, if they don't repent, will they not be redeemed? Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will establish a melech over them, whose decrees will be as harsh as Haman's, Yisrael osin tshuva, and Yisrael will repent, machzirim l'mutav, and Hashem will thereby return them to the right path. So once again, the crowd at the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive. When the referee told them all to do tshuva, maisim tovim like some people in the stands, if they want the game to actually happen. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Dav Tzadi Gimel. So the simmer Dav Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train chugging along, that must be on Dav Tzadi Gimel. The train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, which reminds us, the Gemara asked where Daniel was when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace for refusing to bow to the idol. Amoraim answered with three missions he was sent on by Nebuchadnezzar. Number one, to dig a great river in Tveria. Number two, to bring aspasta seed for animal fodder to Babel. Or number three, to bring the larger Alexandrian pigs to breed in Babel. Although their exported pigs were normally castrated, he exported young ones without their realizing his purpose. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, stopped to pick up a kohen gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, which reminds us, the word brings the incident of the two false prophets who requested from Nebuchadnezzar that Yeshua kohen gadol should be thrown into the furnace with them. They died, but he survived, although his garments were singed. The Gemara explains that Yeshua was punished because he didn't protest when his sons married women unfit for kohuna. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, stopped to pick up a kohen gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, as well as a woman with six barleys and a picture of her six descendants who were each blessed in six ways, which reminds us, the pasuk says that Boaz gave Ruth sheish seorim, six barleys, which was to hint to her, she'asidin shisha banim latzeitz mimena, shenisbarchim b'sheish sheish brachos, that six sons are destined to descend from her, who would each be blessed with six brachos, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daf Tzadi Dalad. So the simmer Daf Tzadi Dalad is a hunter. So here goes. The hunter, that must be on Daf Tzadi Dalad. The hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, which reminds us of Kodesh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiah HaMelech HaMashiach, but he didn't sing Shira. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about the destruction of Sanherib's army that a flame would burn Tachas Kovdo beneath his honor. Rabbi Yochanan interprets that the soldiers' bodies were burned, but not their honor, referring to their clothing, which Rabbi Yochanan would call those things which honor me. Belazar interprets their souls were burned, but their bodies, meaning their honor, remained untouched. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which were being examined by a young Jewish boy and girl who were proficient in Dinei Tuma, Mitahara. Which reminds the Gemara discusses Chizkiah's national Torah revolution. Chizkiah thrust a sword over the base Midrash entrance and declared, whoever does not involve himself in winning Torah should be pierced with this sword. Later, they checked all of Eretz Yisrael and could not find a single Amaretz. They couldn't find a boy, girl, man, or woman who was not proficient even in the difficult laws of Tuma and Tahara. Dav Tzadi Hei. So the simmer Dav Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal, tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander, that must be on Dav Tzadi Hei. Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king, which reminds us, the Gemara tells how David HaMelech fell into Yishbi's hands, the brother of Goliath, and how Avishai saved him. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Kvitzas Haaretz happened for three people, Avishai in his rescuing of David, Eliezer on his journey to find a wife for Yitzchak, and then for Yaakov Avinu, who went to Haran and then came back to Beis El. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted when he spotted a massive army of enemy soldiers crossing the Yarden, which reminds the Gemara describes Sanherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden. Dav Tzadivav. So the Simmer Dav Tzadivav is a town crier who proclaims the king's commands. So here goes. As a town crier, that must be more Dav Tzadivav, Tzav, Mitzvah. As the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, which reminds the Gemara gives a background to Buchanetzer's four steps to defend Hashem's honor. So as the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite the letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe, which reminds Gemara brings the incident of Nebuzaradan breaking through the gates of Yerushalayim. He had a single axe left, and upon striking the gate with its blunt end, it opened. He went through the city, killing as he went, until he reached the base of Mikdash and lit it aflame. The Heichal began to ascend, but it was trampled from Shemaim. Nebuzaradan grew haughty, and a Baskel went forth. It is a killed nation that you've killed. It's a burned Heichal you burn, and ground flour that you've ground. Their destruction was decreed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and are not your successes. So as the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe and was about to discover bubbling blood on the temple floor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Maisa of Nebuzaradan finding the bubbling blood of Zechariah, who was murdered 250 years earlier. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you know that Kodesh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, but he didn't sing Shira? That's on daf Tzadi Dalad. Good number two, which daf do you know that the door in which Mashiach comes will the face of a Kelev and the elders will stand before the miners? That's on daf Tzadi Zayin. Good number three, which daf do you know that Reish Lakish taught that L'Sinu Lavo, people will come back to life with their deficiencies and then be healed? That's on daf Tzadi Aleph. Good number four, which daf do you know how Sanherib's army was destroyed? According to one opinion, their bodies were burned, but their clothing was intact. That's on daf Tzadi Dalad. Good number five, which daf do you know about Nebuzaradan breaking through the walls of Yerushalayim and destroying the base of Mikdash that was already considered destroyed? That's on daf Tzadivav. Good number six, which daf do you know that it's futile to try to determine when Mashiach will come? That's on daf Tzadi Zayin. Good number seven, which stuff? We have three opinions about the dead that Yechezkel resurrected with Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra claiming to be a descendant of one of them. That's on Daf. Tzadi Beis. Good number eight, which stuff are three reasons given as to why Daniel was sent away when Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael were cast into the fiery furnace. That's on Daf. Tzadi Gimel. Good number nine, which stuff do we machok is whether Klal Yisrael needs to do tshuva in order for them to be redeemed. That's on Daf. Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we know that whoever teaches Torah in this world merits to do so in Olam Haba. That's on Daf. Tzadi Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.